And welcome back to another episode of Across the Board. We got John today, and we got EJ, and we got myself, Colton.
Yes, sir. Yep.
We're back in action, and we're ready to talk about some shit. So what are we talking about today, John?
So some shit happened in the NBA. Right as the NFL season is about to end, mm-hmm. We need that big NBA talk, and we got it. Anthony Davis puts in his trade request to the New Orleans Pelicans. He just told them that he will not re-sign his deal and that he would like to be dealt.
So this is juicy.
So, obviously, number one thing that's going to come up is L.A. pairing Anthony Davis up with LeBron.
Yeah.
Boston can't trade for Anthony Davis.
Till the summertime, right?
Due to the rule. I think it's the Rose rule.
Yeah, they're calling it like the Derrick Rose rule, yeah. Where it's like, after your first season, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, once you get the max, you can't have two players on max deal after their rookie salary had went up.
Yeah.
Their max deal. Can't have two players at the same time while that's happening. So
I knew about it, but I just brushed up on it like a couple days ago. And I was like, all
right. The only way Boston could get Anthony Davis right now is if they traded Kyrie.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Or don't they have to wait till the summertime?
Yeah, then they could wait till the summertime. They could wait after the season, and then they could get AD and wouldn't have to trade Kyrie.
Right. So, but I feel like at that point, it might be too late.
So right now, the Pelicans have pretty much given the Lakers about 10 days to make a deal happen before the trade deadline, or then Anthony Davis will finish out the season, and then now we're looking at Boston as a much bigger contender.
So do you think Boston is the place to go if they don't make that trade?
For Anthony Davis,
yeah.
Or for Boston?
For Anthony Davis, like, do you think like that's like, do you think if he does not go to LA right now, like Boston is probably where he's going to go?
Yeah, I think the Pelicans will deal him to Boston because they have the best assets.
Yeah,
I think for Anthony Davis' sake, I think he should want to go to LA, mm-hmm. even though Kyrie is my guy. You want to play with LeBron,
right? Right.
However, that would be a very big. I mean, they're probably going to have to deal with. The New York Times reported that it was that the Lakers would need to start with Lonzo, Kuzma, Zubic, and their first round pick.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
I saw that too.
That's a start.
I saw that too. That's not anything light either.
Yeah. Me personally, like, I know that a lot of people are like really down on Lonzo. I think Lonzo's still a really, really good player.
Yeah.
He's able to distribute the ball really, really well. He isn't shooting well this season.
Right. But I still like what he can do for him, though.
And I think that his potential is still very
good. When I was thinking about what they would have to give up for AD, I was thinking more along the lines of, like, Kuzma, Ingram, the big man, and then a first-round pick.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't even have Lonzo involved in my discussion just because of everything he's already done for him. Like, I feel like they want to keep him to a certain extent. I don't really see them getting rid of him. That was just me. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see LA dealing any amount of players to get AD because as long as you have LeBron.
Right. Everybody wants to play with LeBron.
Yeah. And Kuzma, though,
it's a lot. I could see Magic Johnson doing that. I'm not saying that that's the best idea, but I feel like Magic Johnson kind of put himself in the position to where, like, okay, like, we have to win now.
Yeah.
And with AD, I feel like you kind of... I don't feel like you win or lose anymore, but I feel like you still have a better chance of winning a championship with
those. He definitely changes the aspect of the team.
Yeah.
So does LeBron and AD make them the front runner or even second place in the West because they still got to go up against Golden State?
I don't think it makes them the front runner. Yeah. Not any way, shape, or form.
I don't know if any trade will make any team a front runner against Golden State.
Exactly.
There's no way. I mean, if you think about it, like, you could literally take Golden State and just put the All-Star, like, logo behind them.
Right,
and you're just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, I think that if they want to get AD, they're going to have to give up a lot more than what they want to. And I think if LA wants to win now and worry about players next year, like, say, like, maybe, like, Kawhi, if that's possible – that they just do the trade straight up. If you're not worried about that young core, then just trade for AD.
All right, so let's put you guys in the perspective of Magic. Would you do that deal that the Pelicans are looking for?
If I could keep anyone between like Lonzo, Ingram, and Ball, if I could keep one of them.
Lonzo, Ingram, and Kuzma?
Kuzma, yeah, my bad. If I could keep one of them, it wouldn't matter really who it was.
Yeah.
Preferably, it would be Lonzo, just because. But I wouldn't. Yeah, I get AD because AD wants to stay in LA.
So you would do Kuzma, Ingram, Zubich in the first round
pick? Oh yeah, for sure. Right. Oh for sure.
That would be the same deal I would be looking for. You know what I mean? As far as them not giving up as much as New Orleans wants. You know what I mean? At the same time.
What would you guys do? If you get now it's about 9 or 8 days left to the trade deadline. What if New Orleans says this is it? This is the pick, or Boston is a contender in the summer? Do you pull the trigger? You pull the trigger on Lonzo, but you keep Ingram.
Yeah. I think as long as they keep one, if they could keep one person from that young core, that they'll be fine.
I think Kuzma's the best out of the young core.
Yeah.
Kuzma's already 24.
Right.
Lonzo's like 21.
Yeah.
So
he's got a little more longevity, a little more stretch. It's a toss-up
between who I'd rather have, Lonzo or Kuzma. I'm big on Lonzo. So, but I think if they're able to package Lonzo, it sounds like, and we can get into it right now. So there was a report that Lonzo wanted to either be dealt to New York or to Chicago.
If he doesn't stay, right?
Yeah, if he's getting traded, he does not want to go to New Orleans. Because then he'll have to compete with Drew Holiday, and he doesn't think that he's going to be a guaranteed starter. I don't know why Lonzo would want to go to Chicago, because unless they get Zion, I don't know anybody that's really wanting to go to the Bulls.
Yeah.
They got Zach LaVine. They got Lauri Markkanen. They got a young core, but they're still 5-6 years away from really contending, if that.
Yeah. I understand the Bulls because he doesn't have a lot of like pressure on his shoulders. He doesn't have to win right away. Mm-hmm. So he can maybe develop a little bit more. But going to New York, I think, is his ideal spot because – Once they get Lonzo, they have Lonzo, Porzingis, Kanter, and they're probably going to trade Hardaway.
Enes is trying to be dealt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I think they just have Porzingis and Lonzo. So, I mean, starting...
And then a draft pick.
And a draft pick. So,
unless New York would have to give up. Well, who do you think New York would have to put in that deal in order to get Lonzo? Because then, obviously, that person that New York's dealing is going to go to New Orleans.
You think it'd be Kanter? Do you think Kanter could be dealt?
I think Kanter could be a piece in it, but I don't think he's going to be the main piece. I think they're going to have to give up Kevin Knox at least.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
I feel like Kevin Knox is somebody that you can afford losing right now. Because like this could be just his starting potential, but then like it could be like he could be a lot better. So I feel like it's just what you value more. If you want your point guard, which I don't think New York's really had a great point guard in a long, long time.
Yeah.
So I feel like,
sorry, Frankie Smokes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, LeBron was right.
Lived for like 3 weeks. That was dope.
Yeah, Linsanity.
Yeah.
Other than that, I feel like they would have to give up Kevin Knox. They'd have to give up Kanter, and probably, I wouldn't say a first round, but maybe a second.
See, so here's the issue with New Orleans is I think that New Orleans knows with how they are. They've only made the playoffs twice with Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
that's insane. I think that they know that when they do this trade, they have to get, like, for sure pieces. Or they're going to end up being moved.
We'll
get into that in a second, about them possibly being moved. But they're going to have to get, like, if you're not getting Lonzo, then you're going to have to get Kevin Knox. You're going to have to get Frankie Smokes. You're going to have to get probably a first-round pick. But that might be too hard for, because...
Right.
You're not wanting to trade that first round pick when you have the possibility of Zion and you get Lonzo out of it. I really like Lonzo, but he's not Zion.
Exactly.
So I think that Kevin Knox, but also what New Orleans should do is they should think realistically that they're not going to be bringing in huge free agents. So guys like Tim Hardaway Jr., yeah, he's on a bad contract, but New Orleans should look at taking bad contracts with good players, i.e., Tim Hardaway Jr., i.e. Enes Kanter. These are good players that you can build around the team.
Yeah.
Because those guys aren't going to end up just going to New Orleans. Or big stars like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's not going to New Orleans.
Yeah.
So if they can get they have to overpay. Cleveland, you have to overpay. Kevin Love is overpaid. But you do that because there's going to be no other better player that comes for anywhere near that money.
Right. You're right. So with all these like ideal talks about like where Anthony Davis could go, personally, regardless of trade restriction, salary cap, where would you want to see Anthony Davis? Like, where, like,
I want to see him in LA.
LA? Yeah,
because I want to see LeBron get that chip.
Yeah.
I think that it's just the sport is going to be better when it's teams like the Lakers, the Celtics, the Knicks, all of these teams, these massive, massive markets be. I know New Orleans, one, I just want to say that I hate the city, not the city of New Orleans. I want to hate New Orleans sports. I want to word this right because I really want to go to New Orleans. But New Orleans sports is really annoying right now.
Yeah.
With the Saints fans complaining. And then with the Pelicans now wanting to have an investigation for the LeBron tampering. When LeBron did zero wrong, he had a meeting, he had dinner with him, and they're upset about it. However, any player can have dinner with any player.
Yeah. Right.
But they're like, oh, well, LeBron's best friend is Rich Paul, and Rich Paul's Anthony Davis' client. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was LeBron's thinking about that, too. I was like, they're not the only players that share managers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They can't be. So, like, for this to happen, I feel like they shouldn't have blew it up how they did. So, yeah. I didn't agree with that either, so.
Yeah, the Pelicans are just very, very upset, right?
Yeah.
Anthony Davis did get fined $50,000 for publicly. That literally didn't mean a thing because Anthony Davis gets paid $310,000 a game.
Yeah.
So that's like a quarter. The guy, that's not even a quarter. That was like him sitting on the bench for like 5 minutes. Like,
yeah.
So he's cool.
Where
would you want to see AD?
Honestly, I'd like to see him in Boston, not just because that I don't want him to pair up with LeBron. It's just I feel like it would just continue the like how the West is kind of overpowered. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that kind of switch over to the Eastern Conference and making Boston with Kyrie and Anthony Davis. That would just be a show to watch. So I mean, I'd like to see him in Boston. I wouldn't be mad if he went to New York. I wouldn't be mad if he went to LA, but I don't want him in New Orleans anymore just because he's not getting championships that he deserves. And, you know, he's even came out and said that, you know, he's not worried about the money. He's worried about the championships. And like, at least he doesn't want to go to Golden State, you know? So
now EJ, where would you like to see?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I was going to say LA as well.
Yeah.
Just because LeBron does attract those big stars.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Also, I feel like if he did want to go to Boston, he would have waited to kind of blow everything up.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because he has to wait anyways.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's still a year and a half deal.
Yeah.
It would have been a year and a half.
Yeah.
So
that was just something I saw. I was just like, if he wanted to go to Boston, he would have waited. He would have kind of chilled. So that was just what I thought about the whole thing. If he did go to New York, they have Porzingis. They have those high lottery picks. You know what I mean? New York, they attract those big players.
Right.
That's something you got to factor in too. But I see him going to LA for real, just because of Brown.
So hypothetically, he's getting traded. But what if he doesn't? What if there's no trade that kind of makes New Orleans like, man, I really want this.
Right.
Where does he go in free agency?
Like, he goes to LA.
You think he like? You think LA is still his?
Reason why he dropped his agent and went and got Rich Paul.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
I see him going to LA too, just because. In the one interview, he did say something about worrying more about his legacy.
Right.
He doesn't care about the money.
Yeah.
He doesn't necessarily need to get paid. He wants a ring. So I see him. That's what I see.
So LA, yeah.
Golden State. Something that we haven't talked about. That like we all made fun of, like, oh, KD going to Golden State. What if they like replace KD with Anthony Davis?
I could see. It could happen. Because
I also saw something about them replacing Boogie, bringing in Anthony Davis, because like I just threw in, they don't necessarily need to pay him.
Right.
From what he said.
Yeah.
So it's like they could throw him in and get rid of Boogie.
Yeah.
There's a lot that could happen with Golden State.
But does that hurt his legacy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It definitely does.
Okay. So that it's a possibility, but I feel like if AD wants to keep that legacy thing intact, I feel like he definitely goes to LA.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it depends on how bad he wants that championship.
Yeah.
KD got those championships.
Yeah.
Now everyone's like, ah, your rings are meaningless. Yeah, yeah, yada.
They are.
So it hurts a little bit. So that might be why KD ends up leaving.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, all right, I have to go win a championship on my own, or just
he's gonna have to work for it.
I mean, when you were going to the team that won or that lost 9 games in a whole season, Yeah, it's kind of hard to be like, I did this. I made this team a champion.
Yeah.
And you joined it.
So, speaking of leaving, if when Anthony Davis leaves, he's leaving.
Well, I mean, he's leaving. So, yeah, it's happening.
Where is New Orleans going? Because it doesn't look like they're going
to
stay.
Again, like, you have to get the fucking U-Haul truck pulled up for Anthony Davis trade.
Yeah.
You have to get – I wouldn't do it personally if I'm Boston, and anybody that listens to this podcast knows how high I am on Jason Tatum. I believe he's the future of the NBA.
Yeah.
Him and Zion and, like, Luka, like, those are the future. Like, you have – if you don't get Tatum – I think New Orleans is probably gone.
So do you think, what if they get like Lonzo, Kuzma, and let's just say Ingram. Or yeah, they get Ingram. Just because. Just that's the deal. It's Lonzo, Ingram, and Kuzma. Does that keep New Orleans locked into New Orleans for a while? Yeah, I was just saying. Cause,
if it's just for a little bit.
Does it just prolong it?
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll sell tickets.
Here's the thing. New Orleans is a football city.
Yeah.
And I think that really hurts.
Yeah.
They didn't do well the first time around, and they're not doing well now. I think they said that there's only, like, 2 or 3 media members, which is, like, really, really bad compared to, like,
really?
The Lakers, who have, like, just a flood of media members.
Like, yeah.
There's 5,000. Like, so there's just not a huge market for the Pelicans. The only problem is, like, Adam Silver really wants to keep all of these teams intact and wants to keep he wants to give everybody a shot.
Yeah.
But I think New Orleans is one of the first teams that would be on their way to like a Seattle or Las Vegas. I think they're the top team that somebody's going to look at. Them and Memphis, in my personal opinion.
So kind of getting away from this Anthony Davis talk into like the NBA team relocation. It's apparent that there's going to be some kind of expansion team here in the next 3 to 5 years. Yeah. It seems like, what are some cities and like, what are some teams that should either move or cities that should get NBA teams? What's personally you guys, like, what do you guys want? Like, who would you want to have a team? What would you want their colorways to be? And, like, what would you want their names to be?
John already kind of threw out one of mine. That was Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Already. You know what I mean? Sin City. Like, they got the big lights. You know what I mean? The nightlife. I feel like it's been overdue as far as NBA.
Personally. Yeah. They have a hockey team.
Yeah.
They're getting the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I feel like they need an NBA team.
So, I've been doing this on my own, not thinking about, like, for this Anthony Davis thing. But when you started bringing this up, it became a perfect point to put this in. I went to Reddit probably about a month ago, which is where we get all of our good stuff, is Reddit, and started talking to cities about the possible possibility of relocating an NBA team to their city. So I went up to cities like Las Vegas, Seattle, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Vancouver, and was just kind of talking to their fan base. Probably the most energetic fan base about getting one is Las Vegas.
Yeah,
for
sure.
And Las Vegas has a WNBA team, Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah.
Shout out to Asia Wilson, she's amazing. And they're so dedicated to this team. And mind you, I'm a massive WNBA fan. But obviously the WNBA isn't on the same level as the NBA.
Right.
They have, in their New York section of Las Vegas, the Statue of Liberty has a gigantic Las Vegas Aces jersey on it.
Like, nice.
I saw that.
They're extremely, extremely dedicated to the Aces. I actually think that basketball could actually be the best sport in Las Vegas.
I agree. Because I know the Golden Knights, they've had recent success.
Yeah.
They made it to the Stanley Cup, didn't they?
Yeah, I believe they won it. Did they lose in the final? No, that's right. They lost to Washington.
Yeah, they lost to Washington.
Ovechkin kept that Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but didn't keep his teeth.
No.
But yeah, like, as much as like a lot of people are worried about the gambling aspect and like the nightlife aspect with the prostitution, not gonna address the elephant in the room, or am gonna address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
that's still going to be the best place for entertainment.
Yeah.
You have people all over the world come to Vegas just to be entertained. They're going to pay $150-$200 for a basketball ticket. Yeah, they're gonna watch the team that's in Vegas.
It's the spot for the big ballers.
Yeah, and now that you have a hockey team, you're going to have a football team, and you're going to have a basketball team. You have entertainment all year round. So,
and Vegas has Summer League already, so they're already very familiar with
NBA,
with the NBA, and yeah, all of these guys here. And Summer League is guys that most of them do not make a team.
Yeah.
And it sells out. Like,
there.
They just want to see basketball in the city.
Yeah.
So when you bring in guys, like, look, Lonzo may not want to go to New Orleans right now, and he wants to go to a big market like Chicago or New York.
Yeah.
This is a big situation where if all of a sudden we hear Lonzo's okay with it,
yeah,
it might be because they're saying, hey, we're actually talking about moving to Las Vegas. And then now he's the Las Vegas point guard. And
right,
that's much bigger than
he becomes the face, yeah, of the right, whole thing. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah. And he's gonna have a starting job till, you know, his dad says he doesn't. That's, you know. His dad says he doesn't. But
they make LeVar a coach?
Yeah, why not?
No, that's not smart. No, that's not AAU. Don't
get so that. So What would you want, like, Las Vegas, like, what would you want their colors to be? Would you want it to keep it to, like, the Golden Knights, like, black and gold? Because it makes sense. Or would you want it to be, like, what kind of color would you prefer for?
I like the theme of, like, how the Las Vegas Aces did theirs, you know, kind of deals, like, cards and everything.
Yeah.
I just like black and white. Like, you can call them, like, the Diamonds or whatever. Like, you can go off that. And
yeah,
you can kind of just have, like, or, like, the Jokers or something, and then make it. Like a Joker type thing, but you can. I think black and white would probably be the best, and then it would fit in with the Raiders.
I see him going more like maybe black and purple, black white, purple.
Purple is kind of like a Vegas color.
Black, white, red. Yeah. Falling along the lines of cars, the whole casino thing. That's what I see, personally.
So is New Orleans moving there, or is Vegas just going to get an expansion team?
I don't think Vegas is going to get an expansion team because I think Silver's really, really big on just keeping it at 30.
Okay.
I think 32 makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I think that he's big on 30.
Okay. So out of these five teams, we have Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Vancouver, Seattle. Mm-hmm. Which ones would you want to see?
I'm going to be biased as
hell. I was going to say, you can be biased. Which city would you rather have a team, an expansion team?
I'm going to be biased as hell and say Columbus.
Are we all going to be biased?
Yeah.
Gonna say
Columbus. Okay.
But like, let's make this a Columbus pitch.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's make this a pitch.
Let's talk about this.
About Columbus, because Columbus is, our market is Ohio State football. Remember, this is a college football team that is the number one most valuable college football team. It's worth over $1 billion.
Yeah, that's
so. It's worth nuts. Over the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
And then we have the Blue Jackets, who do well. And just a few years ago, when we were facing up against Pittsburgh, everyone was like, oh my God, these Columbus fans, this is a hockey city. I'm here to say, we root for our hockey team. We root for the Columbus Crew. This city, though, I don't think, this city, for one, is a football city.
For sure.
But it's not going to work for the NFL. So if we get a major pro team, technically, all the teams that we have, or the biggest team that we have, isn't a pro team.
Yeah.
So having that, what's the biggest thing that we could have that's not the NFL as a pro team? It's the NBA.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not also, we don't have to build a stadium. We have multiple stadiums to where these teams can play nationwide and the shot. Mm-hmm.
So when I was talking with the Columbus Reddit, I think the biggest thing that they wanted to make sure is that they weren't publicly funding it, which I get. But everyone seemed really excited about it. So when I started bringing up the point that we would not have to publicly fund a new stadium because it would just be at Nationwide, it like sparked a giant thing on the post of just being like, oh shit, this works. This actually, like, oh, this doesn't have to just be, because when I went to many of the cities, they were like, oh, it's never going to happen. I talked to Louisville. I talked to Nashville. I talked to Birmingham. And Mexico City, Hawaii, and all of them were just like, nah, it's never going to happen. And not talking about what they would like to see, what they could do to get it done, it was just very pessimistic. Yeah. And Columbus almost had that. But then when we realized that Nationwide is right there,
yeah,
it could be the place for basketball, I think it was a bright light onto a lot of people being like, oh, shit, this could actually happen.
Yeah. So what would you want to name the team? Like, do you have, like, a name that you would want? Or is there, like, a couple names you guys want? Or is there a name that you definitely would not want? Because, like, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want the Pelicans as my team name.
Pelicans is the worst. One of the worst names in general. I think there's one that is obvious that I think is terrific, but it would have to be the expansion, or there would have to be the relocation of that certain team, which is the Sacramento Kings. The Columbus Kings sounds terrific.
Yeah.
And it would go back to the Kings were originally in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
They were the Cincinnati Royals. So it would go back to the Ohio roots. It would make a lot of sense. Sacramento isn't very good right now. And there's Golden State, there's two LA teams, the Warriors. There's Sacramento. There's five California teams already.
Yeah.
So they could move one to Columbus, and it would do better than Sacramento.
I think so.
No disrespect to Sacramento.
No, you're right. How about you, EJ? How do you feel about that? Or
I didn't really put any thought into logos or mascots or anything, for real.
Just like, if you had like a team name, like, what'd be like a good...
It would have to be something that would represent our city well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like we're a hardworking city. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We put the work in, come in from the mud, from the ground up. So I feel like it would have to be something that would represent that, whether it be like, I don't even know. I don't even know where I would start. But I feel like it would have to be, it couldn't just be random. You know what I mean? They couldn't just throw it in there. It'd have to be something that would represent our city well. So that would just be my input.
So some stuff that would like represent our city or just even the state is we have a lot of presidents.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of, we deal with astronauts.
Yeah.
So you could do, I guess you couldn't do the astronauts.
We could be the Columbus Cadets.
Columbus Cadets.
Columbus Cadets.
That sounds pretty sweet. I would take like a red and blue or like the NASA-esque kind of like.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would still be the same colors as Blue Jackets.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of cities don't do that, and I like that Pittsburgh does that. I like Pittsburgh keeps everything pretty much black and gold. Yeah. I know that like Penguins kind of have like the different kind of gold, but it's still black and gold.
I like when like cities do that. They have the same type of pairing.
Mm-hmm. I almost went into the Columbus Cougars. Went into that, but it's like a youth league. It's a youth team.
Everybody
so, like kind of took me away from that. That was just like a back thought, but.
Everybody in Columbus be like, oh, yeah.
Rolls off the tongue. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cougars, Columbus Cougars. Like, I don't know.
It's hard. I feel like if you had a Columbus team just like how we have the Clippers, we would just have to keep it with the same. Like, it'd be CC, CC this, CC that.
Right.
We could be the Columbus Spotted Salamanders. Because
I fuck with that. That's better than Pelicans.
One of our symbols, and it's black and yellow, and that can deal with the Columbus Crew. I think the Columbus Crew is a really good symbol of like what EJ was saying. Like the original, now the logo just looks like a, you know, Byron Bean.
Yeah.
But the original logo was like three dudes sitting there as a crew.
Yeah.
Right where Colton has, and with the hard hats on. Like,
exactly.
It represented the team well, even though most people were like, why y'all just have three dudes standing there?
Yeah, no one got that.
Everybody, I feel like if you knew, right. That it represented us well.
You're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, Columbus, I don't know.
Yeah, Columbus is definitely like a blue-collar place. We like to work hard. And, so we agree that we'd obviously want Columbus.
Columbus Cardinals also.
That'd be cool, yeah.
We have the Cardinals.
Throw some red in there.
Ooh.
We could have a dog. Because I like dogs.
Yeah.
Make our symbol a dog.
What kind of dog?
I'm gonna go with the Columbus Collies.
I was just thinking that.
We're a collie, so I'm gonna be completely biased here and say yeah.
I like that though. I mean, like people are just like, oh, that doesn't make sense. Like, well, there's teams called Bulldogs out there, and they're really slow. So
Columbus Cocker Spaniels per se.
There we go.
I would throw it in there. I mean, you know, we look soft, but we'll hit you in the mouth. You know?
And I think the other thing that could make a lot of sense right now is going with this whole The reason why I did this, it actually deals with the WNBA. Mm-hmm. The reason why I started looking up the city relocations is because everyone wanted to slander the WNBA because I think four of the 12 teams were in the red. They didn't make
money.
So they were like, oh, look, WNBA teams don't make money. You kind of get rid of the league. Not thinking that, one, the WNBA is slightly doing better than in its 22nd year as when the NBA was in its 22nd year. But also, that the NBA has 9 teams in the red.
Holy shit.
After all the taxes and everything, 9 teams in the red. It was like 13 before. 9 teams in the red.
I believe it.
Those teams are the Milwaukee Bucks, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Atlanta Hawks, Orlando Magic, Brooklyn Nets, Detroit Pistons. This one's gonna sound crazy. San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
And the Washington Wizards.
Hmm.
And then the last team was in the finals for 4 straight years, had LeBron James on the team, and lost money. That's the Cleveland Cavaliers. You could move, now that LeBron's gone, you could move Cleveland to Columbus.
Yeah.
And then have it as Columbus Cavaliers have the same thing.
There. That's a good point.
That is true.
I liked what he did for Cleveland, yeah. But at the same time, I feel like they could use, like, you know what I mean? They could use some new soil. They could use some new ground. Yeah. They could use something to bring them some new life. I feel like Columbus is not far.
Yeah. And we have to be honest, with Cleveland having the Browns,
yeah,
you know, that's
and the Indians.
That, yeah, and they have the Indians. The Cavs are definitely third.
Yeah.
In Cleveland. So they could come up here and rival the Buckeyes. They won't be bigger than the Buckeyes.
No.
They will be the biggest pro sports team in Columbus.
Yeah. Sure. Instantaneously, I mean the Crew is and the Jackets are professional teams, yeah. But definitely basketball is going to take over pretty quick.
And there was some people pushing back on that on the Reddit of being like, oh, well, we already have the Blue Jackets. We have the Crew. Like, we have pro sports teams. And they're not even that huge. It's like they're not the number one in that league. That's saying that it's taking a responsibility of, like, that would make sense if it was Canada.
Yeah.
If Canada, it was like, all right, you already have a hockey team. Hockey is our... what, 5th biggest sport in America? And soccer's what, 4th? Maybe it's over baseball now. And maybe it's 3rd, but it's also the MLS, which a lot of people don't care about.
Exactly.
It's like minor league. And what do we do really well at? Minor league baseball. Like, Clippers sell out. We do really, really well at that. We have one of the best stadiums in the entire AAA. So we've shown that we can really care about these teams, but we have never gotten our fair shot at having an actual pro team that's big, that, like, random people will go to. Like, not, you have to be dedicated to be a hockey fan. You have to be dedicated to be an MLS fan. It takes work. The NBA doesn't take work. ESPN's going to have it on for you.
Right.
So I feel like Columbus should get that opportunity.
Yeah. So...
that kind of falls in there where I was talking with, like, more cities that need a franchise. Mm-hmm. I threw Pittsburgh in there.
Yeah.
I feel like they could use an NBA team.
I'd like
that. They have a hockey team, you know what I mean? They have the baseball team. They have the Steelers, obviously.
Yeah.
But I threw them in there just because we see that they can support a team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it wouldn't be a mad move at all.
Yeah.
It's the Midwest still. It's not a far drive from us being in Columbus. Not that I'm biased at all, but I guess I'm being a little biased.
That's okay.
I threw them in my list as well, along with London.
Yes. London.
I contacted London as well.
I threw London in my mix just because, you know what I mean? We got the Patriots going over there. They're in the mix. Mm-hmm. We throw NBA games in the mix too over there.
Yeah.
I feel like that wouldn't be a bad move either. It'd be interesting to see. I feel like we could throw them in the mix more as well. So
yeah. I'm definitely for, like, overseas play.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely for having London having an NBA team. It'd be rough for a while for people to get adjusted to it.
Yeah.
But that could also fix the 82-game season that everyone really talks about and how they really don't like it that much because how long it is. So maybe it could restructure it to where maybe it makes the season, like, longer in length, maybe not shorter in games, but, like, say, when's it start? Like, October or...
Yeah.
And it goes into maybe July.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
Yeah.
Like, maybe throwing in more seeds for the playoffs? Or?
No, just more rest between games.
Okay.
That's really... I feel like that would be the best thing for the NBA.
Okay.
I'm not saying... Maybe even take 20 games out. Make it 62 games.
I
was thinking about that too.
You got to think about how many of those games nobody watches. Like, let's be real.
I don't think it will happen until LeBron retires.
I agree.
Because I think the NBA has this LeBron versus Jordan thing.
Yeah.
And then I think that it'll automatically hurt LeBron's thing. Oh, his whole career, even though he's played more minutes than Jordan already.
Right.
But it'll be his whole career, he didn't play 82 games a season.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to look to try to restructure the NBA a little bit differently once LeBron's gone. And
yeah.
What could that do is that you shorten the games. I think what you're saying here could make a big deal because the big thing about the NFL is that they have a day.
It's
Sunday is NFL day. Like it for the most part, for most Americans, they sit there, they know it's going to be on there. Sure, there's a Thursday random game, there's a Monday random game.
Yeah.
They have a set.
NBA doesn't have that.
The NBA has just like, all this is all random. If the NBA had like a set day or two, that's, hey, we got games on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Whatever. That would be so big.
I feel like that would help.
You could just sit there and chill. Oh, yeah, the game's on. Or even make it Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, because like, or I guess the deal with college football. But you can make a Friday game. Friday night. What's the Friday night thing to do? All right, you're going to go watch the NBA.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Yeah.
That would be a huge thing to do.
Yeah. I really like that.
But also, going back on the Pittsburgh point.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh got rated as like the number one sports city just like 2 days ago. And they had like one of the biggest basketball markets. And it's for Pitt.
Yeah, man.
That's insane.
Right? Yeah, because Pitt's terrible.
Pitt's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they're still showing that they could deal with a fourth major team.
Yeah.
And they could support it really, really well.
Support them no matter what.
Yeah. I like that.
That was what stood out to me about Pittsburgh. That's why I had to throw them in there.
Yeah.
Also, I seen a Pittsburgh thing because they had the Pittsburgh Condors before.
Yeah.
And, like, they look cool, but there's another team called the Pittsburgh Phantoms.
I like that. That sounds sweet.
It looks sweet. Like, they got the logo here. Like, it looks sweet. Okay. It looks like a ghost. And I'm here for it. I think London makes a lot of sense, too.
I like that.
It would make sense for the NBA to expand because I think that they are the most progressive league
in
all of American sports. That it would make a lot of sense for them to be the first one that ends up doing it because now we see with Shad Khan is saying, who's the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they were largely the team that everyone thought was going to move to London. Now he wants to keep them in Jacksonville. Shouts to Cody Rhodes, AEW, that's a whole different other thing. But shouts to him for putting $100 million into a wrestling company. But now if he doesn't want to move to London, it now shifts to, all right, what team's going to move to London? Now they're going to have to find that NFL team that they're going to think now has to move to London.
Yeah.
And NBA can be the first one that
does that. Definitely.
When I was talking to them, the fans were like, literally give us an American team. Like we just want an American sports team. Like, we'll take a hockey team.
I like that. I think that'd be great.
They're probably ready.
I think it'd be great. I feel like it would not only contribute to what the NBA, but I think it would contribute to maybe more Americans paying attention to soccer too.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that you know, if you're playing in like the same area as Liverpool, or you're playing in, well, I guess it'd be London. So if you're playing in the same area as Chelsea, or you're playing in the same area as Arsenal, now there's gonna be a bunch of Arsenal and Chelsea fans, which unfortunately there's gonna be a lot of Chelsea fans. And actually, that makes a lot of sense because Christian Pulisic just went to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Dortmund, who's an American player. So this could all be a massive, massive American expansion into London.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Unfortunately, London's already gotten into American politics with Brexit. I'll just stop.
Okay.
That's another pod.
Also, I just want to know before this ends, Columbus is the 8th biggest city for young professionals.
Yeah.
In the entire United States. So I think that that's showing that, like, millennials, you know, the young people are expanding into Columbus. Like, Salt Lake City, Boise, Idaho, San Francisco, Phoenix, Denver. These are very big cities.
Yeah.
But Columbus is just with them.
I think Columbus is going to be the next Chicago. I honestly believe that. I mean,
we're up there as far as like small businesses, too, right? Yeah. So why couldn't a team come here and just, you know what I mean?
We're on the move.
And just.
And again, with the NBA being very, very progressive, it would make sense that they would move to a city with a lot of young people who are more progressive than the older generations.
Yeah. Okay. So would you want to assess NBA teams, or I feel like we kind of have, and do you want to talk about this Liverpool game?
Yeah.
So let's move on to soccer and let's talk about Liverpool versus Leicester today. Everybody went up and watched it today at McClellan's. Yeah, it was a good game. It's actually below zero here. It's like -3, but we still made it out to the game. We missed Liverpool's only goal.
Yeah, we did.
But we saw Leicester's goal, which was it was almost a garbage point. It really was a garbage point, and the half ended right after they scored. So, does this game concern you at all, or do you just know what kind of team Leicester is, and this is just kind of another draw?
I mean, Leicester's a tough team. I don't want to say anything bad about Leicester because, you know, they did win a championship
right.
2 years ago. But it looked like this season was like we win those games, we end up getting that two extra points, we get those 3 points. And we didn't today. I thought that in the second half, we didn't press as we usually press. Like, we usually are gigging and pressing. We're usually full metal football. Like, we just go at it all the time. And we controlled a lot of possession. Like, the first half, we had 73% of possession. That's an insane stat. But I don't think that we attempted. We had, like, the same shots on goal.
Yeah.
When Leicester got the ball, they were counter-pressing, and they were going hard for the goals. I don't think that we did that today.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that we did. I feel like we kind of we weren't aggressive.
Yeah.
We were just kind of like not playing to lose after we got that goal. Yeah. And it seemed like we never tried to win after that either.
Unfortunately, I think I might have been with the weather and everything.
Yeah, it was super cold there.
Fucking snowing area. You just want to get in and get out and get the fuck back home.
Yeah.
But these are the games that like you have to win that are very, very important.
Yeah.
And we didn't, however. Man City lost.
Yeah, that was
very, very important.
Yeah, that was definitely a plus. I'm not mad with this draw. Of course, I'd want to win, but it was an average game. It was anything to take away from, except for we weren't as aggressive. And you can tell that when we're not aggressive, we really don't win that many games, or we draw with other teams really. But it was not also an average game. It was EJ's first soccer game. How do you feel about it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty chill. It was cool seeing everybody in one spot. Like I said, rooting for one team. You know what I mean? You didn't have to worry about anybody. You didn't have to worry about like the guy next to you like rooting for the other team type shit. Like,
yeah,
it was pretty chill. It was cool. Good beer, good drinks. Like, it was a nice spot.
Okay, cool. Would you watch another one?
I definitely would. I'd be down to go to another one.
Okay.
I'm actually very interested in soccer now too, so
really,
yeah, it was pretty interesting.
One
it was
a person nice, at a time.
It was, it was a nice introduction. So
EJ soccer bro.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. Oh shit.
It got me interested. So yeah, I'd be down. I'd be down.
Sweet. I'm glad that you liked it. We're not gonna really stay that much on Liverpool because I mean it was a really cold game. Like you could tell, like no one really wanted to play there. I wouldn't even want to be there if I won tickets to that because that shit looked cold. Klopp's face was so red that he was just like, he looked like this, I don't know what bottle that is right there, but what is it?
Is that Windex? It's like generic Windex. Rug doctor.
It looks like
red
this,
as fuck though.
Yeah, it's super red. I think we're going to go into this. I know we talked about the Super Bowl last week, but John was not here with us. But we're going to talk about the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl, Super Bowl and Super Dud. So when we watch the Pro Bowl, do you enjoy it? Like, does anyone actually like watch it to enjoy it? Or do you think it's just on for background noise?
I love the Pro Bowl as leading up to the actual game.
Okay.
Like when they do like the skill challenges.
Yeah.
It's all the side stuff.
That was great. And like when you see how everybody like is interacting with each other.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing that's really cool with the Pro Bowl. But There is why should we care when it doesn't have any like meaning to it? Like MLB has, like whoever wins, whatever side wins, has an extra game in the World Series. The NBA has it halfway through the season, so it's like it's a break for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a break for the NBA. So.
Artemis really loves that duck.
I didn't know that thing even made noise. Of course, until we put the pod on.
Anyways, yeah. I think that there just has to be more of like an incentive to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think money's really enough of incentive.
That would kind of be like if they got like, well, I guess they do for the car. Like whoever wins gets the car.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, they need to make it like for like the fans to care about.
It's definitely not on the same level as far as like the NBA All-Star, no. Whereas like we do get the skills challenge and we get the rookie sophomore game and all that, but it's not on the same level. It's not as serious, you know what I mean? But the sport is a little more injury prone.
Yeah.
So like I feel like that factors in too, you know what I mean? It's just I don't know.
They could do flag football too. Like they could just I mean, obviously we're saying this now because Juju had knocked a little injury there. So like, obviously we want to see like, hey, let's chill. But yeah, I think that like with the NFL, there's the guys want to go hard less because it's a game that doesn't matter. They're not getting paid. Like you don't care as much.
Yeah, so that's another thing I was saying. Do you think that it's just too physical of a game to risk the player's health over? Like, do you think that in general we just kind of should just have like the skill challenges and maybe just flag football instead of just a Pro Bowl in general?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they don't have any incentive.
Yeah.
So football is such an extreme sport that it's
at this point it's getting kind of pointless.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I would agree with you. Like, they might need to reformulate everything, kind of rethink everything.
But yeah, speaking more about the Pro Bowl, it seems like you kind of like the flag football style. If that's what the Pro Bowl was just pretty much a big game of flag football, do you think that'd be better? Because, you know, chances are your Pro Bowl player isn't going to get hurt.
Right.
And you get to watch them actually play. Because, like, you know, like, when you play flag football, you're going to play football, but you're not worried about getting hit. You're not worried about really anything besides, like, scoring.
Yeah.
So, would you rather see it flag football style?
I guess I would. It might make it more interesting, but it also might make it more kind of like...
What's the point?
Yeah. I don't know how it would factor in with these dudes. Like, you know what I mean? It would be cool to see at the same time, but at the same time, it also could be like a waste of time.
Okay.
So, that's how I look at it.
So, overall arc of this, do we want the Pro Bowl or would we rather have the title of like a Pro Bowler? Would you rather just have the title or do you want the game instead?
Yeah, like you know, the NBA still has like all NBA, you know? Like,
yeah.
And they still have like all like first team, all second team. I think that's really like the honors that you have there. I think that the thing that the NBA has is it's like All-Star Break is like a part of the culture. Like
right. There's
celebrities, there's rappers, there's everyone.
Yeah.
Like it's a big deal to be in whatever city that is.
Yeah.
And that's a really big thing for the city.
Yeah.
Like if they started having the Pro Bowl at OSU Stadium, like that would be big for that city.
Yeah.
They don't do that. And they don't make it any part of, like, football culture. I think that, like, bringing celebrities on and, like, bringing, like, massive people makes it bigger, like, make it a huge event.
Yeah. They bring that attention and everything to it. So, yeah, I would agree with you.
So, here's a concept. We have the Pro Bowl in January, close to February. Why not have the Pro Bowl before the season, when it's warm? That way, we could do it at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. That way, we could do it in maybe Alabama. Mm-hmm. Like, just where it's warm enough to where, like, you don't have to worry about the weather or anything like that if it has a stadium. Would you rather have it before or after?
I think it would make a lot of sense because then people would not have, like, when it's starting to be preseason, it's so much bigger because people are just ready for football.
Exactly. So I think a little preview would be cool.
Right.
Kind of give everybody a little pre-look, like a little look into everything, how the season's going to go.
And not only you get that, but then you get, like, the best players still. So, like,
you're
the Pro Bowl, like, the preseason people are still watching. It's like the third string player on your team. But with the Pro Bowl, you're watching Pat Mahomes throw to Juju, and that's like, now you're just excited for the season to start.
Yeah.
So that would probably, if they pushed it back to like September, August, or August.
Yeah.
Or even like July, that would make way more sense.
Okay, yeah. Pretty much like the Hall of Fame game almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, so would you rather like replace like the Hall of Fame game with pretty much like the Hall of Fame game just with other players?
Yeah, I think that would make a lot of sense. And then because it would make everyone excited for it, and then you're getting the best players. Canton, Ohio would be a great spot that you could have the game at.
All right.
And then you could move it around.
Yeah. Don't have to worry about the injuries and everything else that comes with it.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I'm glad that like that kind of just came to me. I was just like, man, like why don't we just do it before the season?
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
Sweet. Okay. So John, we're gonna get your take on the Super Bowl because you weren't here last week. So what is your Super Bowl factors and non-factors?
So I think the biggest thing for the Super Bowl is how Sean Payton decides to go. I think this is Sean Payton's moment. A few years ago, we got the Patriots versus the Seahawks. And in that game, Pete Carroll wanted to make Russell Wilson a star. And he didn't give it to Marshawn. And we obviously know what happened. I've seen it already happen. I've mentioned this before on the pod. Sean McVay, in that game against the Chiefs, that was everyone was watching it on the Monday night game, he got very, like, wanting to make Jared Goff the star. He wanted to make Jared Goff the guy and went to Todd Gurley less and less. I don't think that New England will be able to deal with Todd Gurley as long as Todd's healthy. I don't think that he'll be able to deal with him. So do not have it as a 40-time passing game from Jared Goff. I think that's the most important thing. That they have to do what got them there, not what they've been doing in the playoffs. They have to do what got them there. They have to do... Why did they dominate through the regular season? It was because of Todd Gurley. I think that's the biggest factor for... I wouldn't call him St. Louis. L.A.
So, for L.A., it's going to be just stick to who they are.
Yeah. Actually, run the ball. Don't become one-dimensional.
Yeah. So, what do you feel about the Patriots? Like, what's going to be their biggest factor? Like, what's going to make them win?
The biggest factor is their offensive line. If they can keep Brady up... Kansas City did not rush the passer. Kansas City didn't sack Brady once.
Yeah.
If Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh and all these guys aren't able to get to Tom Brady, Tom Brady and New England's going to win the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say I don't think it's going to happen. I think Aaron Donald's going to have a monster game.
Yeah, I want to see that happen. So what do you think? What do you think the score is going to be?
I'll put it as the league is getting more and more points every year. I'm going to have it as a 30-24 Rams.
30-24 Rams?
Isn't that just about what I predicted? Like 31-23 or something?
Yeah, it's close. You guys pretty had...
Wait, I don't think that can be 30. Okay, I'll say...
31. I think you can get 31. 31-24?
Yeah, 31-24. It'll be a touchdown.
Okay.
31-23.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do the best prop bets for the Super Bowl that ESPN kind of put out.
Yeah.
We're just going to follow this little six, then I kind of came up with one because I figured that it should. So what do you guys think? Will the coin toss be heads or tails? Go, John.
I'm going to go tails. Tails never fails.
I'm going to go heads.
Heads?
Yeah, just because in my experiences, anytime I bet against heads, it throws heads. Yeah. So I think heads is going to turn out.
Okay. I'm just going to tails because tails does never fail.
Except when it does.
Except when it does. Okay. Who will be the Super Bowl MVP or who will the Super Bowl MVP mention in his speech first?
God. No. I mean, it's Todd Gurley. It's going to be YG. So I'm gonna go Todd Gurley and say YG.
YG.
Yeah.
I think when we talked about it, I was really on Tom Brady, believe it or not. So I'm gonna go Tom. And then what was your second question? Who's he gonna mention?
Yeah, who's the first person he mentions in his speech?
It's gotta be Belichick. You know what I mean? It's gotta be his guy or one of his whoever helps him get that win. Whether it's his backfield, whether it's his receivers. Or Belichick.
I just love your lips. I just like to kiss them a lot.
Something, man.
Yeah, I think it definitely depends on who the MVP is. I'm going to say that for some random reason, Jared Goff is going to be the MVP just because I don't think they're going to give it to a running back if the Rams win. Because I think the Patriots are going to win, but this is just to throw it out there.
Right.
I think Jared Goff, I don't know his faith, but I think he's going to talk about, I think he's going to thank God. But then he's going to thank his coach. Then he's going to thank his family.
Yeah.
So that's who I think we'll mention and who we'll mention in his MVP speech. But we also have another one. How many plays will Tony Romo call correctly? Because if you've been watching football and Tony has been the commentator, it's almost like you get to watch the play before it even happens, how he describes it, and it happens immediately. And it's kind of crazy that he is up in the commentator's booth and he's giving play-by-play of what is going to happen.
Can which I give is, you like a percentage?
Yeah, sure, Can that's I give fine.
You like a percentage? I'm going to say he's going to call like probably 60 to 70% of the 60
shit, to 70%?
Right? Yeah, he's going to call most of those plays. He's going to call just because he's been there. He's fresh off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like he still has that eye and that ear for everything. He has that sense. So,
yeah. I'm going to give him the big old 50. I say he calls half the plays right.
Half and half?
Yeah. Just because I feel like when you come to the Super Bowl, you kind of have to switch everything up a little bit.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that as you're answering. I was like, so, with it being the Super Bowl, they might throw some trick plays and whatnot in there. You know what I mean? They might try to switch it up, throw the other team off. So,
yeah. I don't want to say that, like, he's going to be the best part of the Super Bowl. But Tony Romo might be the best part of the Super Bowl just because of how much knowledge he has. And a lot of people have been kind of enjoying him knowing so much about it because he's played against some of these players and he's been against some of these defenses.
Right.
So he knows what's going on. When you come to the NBA, we're going to go full circle, that the most recent player to really kind of be an analyst is Shaq. And Shaq played for Boston last?
Maybe.
Yeah, Shaq played for Boston last. And that's like the most recent like player commentator we have in basketball. So I think Tony Romo calls half the plays right. And I think he's going to be the best part of the Super Bowl. What about you, John? How many, like, what, like, we did percentages. What do you think the percentage of plays that Tony Romo calls correct?
I'm going to say that they're going to be a lot. They're going to go to Tony and be like, look, don't say every play. I'm going to say 15%.
15?
Because now it's a thing for Roma. So he's going to have to say some.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, look, bro, we know that you see that this
They is might make him switch it up.
Touchdown. Yeah. So they're like, don't mention that you know that it's about to be a 40-yard touchdown and give it away. It's almost like a little spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But also, I like it because I'm like, is that true? Is that about to happen?
Yeah.
And usually it does. So, like, I'm
going to
say, like, 15%.
15? Okay. That's not bad. All right. We're going to go to another one. How long will the national anthem last? I don't know. I don't know.
Usually they don't have, like, a huge name. Like, sing the national anthem. Usually
no.
They have the Super Bowl happen.
Usually lasts, like, what, 5 minutes?
I don't know. How long? I'm going to say 3.
I'm going to say 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
2 minutes, 30 seconds. What do you pick?
5 minutes.
5 minutes? All right. Because I feel like that no one really had an inch. I don't know. Whatever. So will a non-QB throw a touchdown?
That goes back on that statement I just made about them throwing in trick plays.
Yeah.
Trying to throw the other team off. What was your question again?
Will a percentage? No, just will a non-quarterback throw it for a touchdown?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. However, is it Hecker, the punter for the Rams, will throw a 20-plus yard pass.
Okay. I think Edelman throws a touchdown to Gronk.
Wow.
Just because.
Yeah.
I think if it's going to be a trick play, it's going to be because of McVay. It's not going to be Belichick.
Yeah, but that's what Belichick does, though. He's just like, oh, you didn't think I'd be able to trick play? Bitch.
It is nice. Like, I know everyone's like, oh, it's going to be Belichick versus McVay. Like, that's going to be the narrative. And, like, yeah, it is. So, like,
yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting if, like, Belichick tries to be a little bit like McVay.
Yeah.
McVay tries to be a little bit like Belichick.
Yeah.
They try to beat them with their own shit.
Yeah.
That right. would be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because Belichick's never been like super like all progressive often. Like he like it would be fun to watch him like
yeah.
have some weird shit go on.
Yeah, I think the Super Bowl is going to be pretty fun. It's going to be really interesting to watch. And kind of the last one, this is the last one that ESPN kind of gave us. James Harden points on February 2nd versus longest touchdown in Super Bowl, was this 53? Mm-hmm. So, James
Harden. How many points is he going to score?
Yeah, so like, do you think that like he's going to score more points than the longest touchdown for the Super Bowl? So he's been scoring 50.
Right.
So, like, do you think, like, what do you...
Do we think there's going to be that long
yeah, of a so break? Yeah, so do you think the longest touchdown is going to be over or under James Harden's points?
I'm going to say no.
So you're going to say under?
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I think it's going to be a sloppy game. They're kind of just going to go back and forth. A lot of turnovers. I don't think there's really going to be any breakaways or anything, honestly.
Okay.
I think that I'm going to say Harden doesn't.
Yeah.
Because I think that it is either going to be Brandon Cooks or Robert Woods taking like I think Cooks is going to have a big touchdown. I think it's going to be like 60-yard touchdown.
Okay.
But so Harden out here gets 60 points, then that's doable.
Yeah.
Harden, the way he's been going off.
So over or under?
I'm going to say it's over, but Harden scores. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say that it's going to be over two. I'm going to give Gurley with the big run.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think Gurley's just going to bust it open. He's going to bust it open. Okay, so here's the last one. I kind of made this up myself. How many times do they bring up the Patriot experience in Super Bowls? Over or under five? Five times.
Oh. Bro, I was going like 30.
30? Okay,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be over.
Well,
so they're going to just bleed the fuck out of that narrative. Absolutely. Okay.
They're at least going to mention it probably about dirt, like before the game starts. Every analyst is at least going to say it three times.
Right.
And then during the game, I think it'll at least be said twice a quarter.
Okay. I fuck with that. I completely agree. I think they're definitely going to just bleed this shit. They're going to beat a dead horse, and that's how it is. So
yeah, I'm saying at least 20.
Okay, so that is everything we really kind of got on sports right now, and we're going to transition to our last segment. We're going to do the way too early XXL freshman.
Yeah.
Each of us is going to give three artists and why. So whoever wants to kind of just go. Like, who do you guys think is going to be three? You can give the artist and the reason why, or you can just give all three artists and the reason why for all of them. It's up to you. Yeah. So how do you think this is going to go?
I feel like you probably already know who I'm going to throw in there.
I have a couple.
And
yeah.
That's my boy, Big Baby. Big Baby Gucci.
Yeah.
I'm throwing him in there. He's emerging right now. He just dropped Universe 2. Who I had to make sure I threw out to everybody. Had to make sure I had everybody listen to.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was until like last week.
Yeah, I've been following him for a little minute. He's came up from SoundCloud and everything. He really elevated with this new project. And I think last year, Spotify-wise, I think he posted, he had like 470,000 streams. Mm-hmm. You know how Spotify gives you like the spotlight or like, you know what I mean? He had 470 for the year. And he's already started this year with 150,000. So he's already on pace to like triple it, you know what I mean? So I think he's gonna have a pretty big year. I'm gonna throw him on my freshman list.
Okay.
I'm also gonna throw Lil Baby on there too.
Okay.
I feel like he's been important these last couple months. He's definitely made a lot of leeway as far as like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's
new sounds. And yeah, everything.
He's on everybody's project.
He's been on everybody's project. Everybody wants to work with him. I'm gonna throw him in there as well. And then I think I'm going to throw Gunna in there as well. I hate to really put them together because they do work together a lot.
It makes sense, though.
It makes sense, though. I'm going to throw Gunna in there, too, just because of the year he's had as well. Everybody he's been working with, he's got Young Thug behind him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
That's gonna be my three. I'm gonna go Big Baby Gucci, Gunna, Lil Baby.
Big Baby and Lil Baby. Big Baby, Lil Baby.
I think a good way to like correlate that is Lil Baby and Gunna, like they're very, very close.
Yeah.
Which they're when they make the list, I think really it's just up to if they accept it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, so I was gonna deny them that.
Yeah.
I think it would be similar to like Smoke Perp and Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Right.
They were two of the bigger artists on the XXL list, and they're teamed up.
All right. So who do you think, John? Do you have three artists in mind?
I'm trying to get this straight up correct. So now that you said Baby and Gunna, I'm not going to say those, though I think they're going to make it.
Okay.
I won't say those.
Damn it.
I'm going to say Sawa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say Juice WRLD.
Okay.
And then because I'm trying to get all these correct, I'm going to say Melly.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Cordae has a really good shot at making it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I almost threw him in there as well. Yeah. I like your pick, though. Yeah. I like those three.
So, I got mine. My first one is definitely going to be Gunna. I had Gunna's album on my top 10 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just... I feel like everyone's just going to continue on wanting to work with him. And I feel like he's going to be huge. Way bigger than what he is now. My second one's going to be Lucky.
Okay.
I did say that last year.
I didn't even mention him for real.
But I think this year he might catch on this year. He's catching buzz. I've seen so many people talk about him.
Catch on this year?
Yeah, I feel like he has enough time to get on there. I feel like it's going to be him. And I think that's kind of like my underdog of the year. Then,
yeah, one more.
Okay, I don't want to say this and sound stupid, but Maxo Kream wasn't on there last year, was he?
No, that's what I thought. Okay,
that's why this motherfucker is gonna be on there this year. He's already starting putting music out, and at first he kind of wasn't as, I don't want to say serious, but he wasn't as maybe dedicated to his music how he is now, because he was still caught up in like the trap life and all that shit.
I'd agree with you.
But now he's taking his music seriously. And you can tell that he's probably one of the best storytellers that we've had in a long, long time.
For sure.
So
I saw something about him working with J.I.D. the other day.
Oh, my God.
I think he's part of the Dreamville.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be on that Revenge of the Dreamers?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. That's still big.
Yeah. Because
they're making leeway. So
yeah.
I like your picks, too.
So, yeah. So mine are going to be, it's going to be Gunna, Lucky, and Maxo Kream.
Okay.
I just feel like if there's one that doesn't make it, I think it's going to be Lucky. But that's just because how underground he is.
Yeah.
How he doesn't really reach the mainstream.
It's taken him this long to get where he's even at, to where we're even talking about him.
I know. And we've been listening to Lucky, or I've at least known about Lucky for a good minute. A
couple years. So
yeah.
I would agree with you. It's just a matter of people catching on.
Yeah.
His ear being caught.
Yeah. But I mean, I like your picks. I like John's picks. I'd be surprised if Juice accepts it, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing that like with Baby and Gunna.
Yeah.
I think that like Juice became huge.
My only thing I was going to say about Baby and Gunna is the fact that they're so big already.
Yeah.
That they really might just be like, eh. Like, I don't really need it.
It could be with the thing like that we said with Skies. We all said Skies was going to make it last year.
Yeah.
And then they offered it to him, but he denied it.
Yeah.
And just might be like, eh. Yeah. Like,
so.
That's the only
all we can do is wait and see.
Another kind of thing speaking on this. Do you think, like, eventually, like, the XXL freshman list, I know some people it doesn't really hold any kind of weight, but do you think, like, some people are just not going to even regard it? Because, like, people like
that's honestly Gunna where I'm getting.
And Baby. Like, they don't need it.
Yeah. No, they don't need it.
It's not as important as it used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be that thing to where, like, if you were on the list, you were what people were listening to for that, you know what I mean,
for that
period of time. And I don't feel like it's there anymore. They don't have the right people behind it. I don't necessarily...
That is true.
...agree with, you know what I mean? They don't make the right picks anymore. Mm-hmm. They've been kind of off the last couple of years. So that would be my thoughts on it. I don't think they have the right people behind XXL and the list anymore, so yeah.
What do you think is like something that XXL should do to revitalize the list? do you think that they should make it more of a up-and-coming artists, or do you think they should be like, no, these are the 10 next artists to blow, like, because they didn't put guys like 6ix9ine on due to other reasons.
Right.
But should they, like, where should that fall for XXL?
I think it should be the whole, like, don't quit your day job kind of thing. Where, like, these, like, you should pay attention to these guys, but if these guys don't make it, like, we told you, you know, because, right. like, because they've put people on their list that, like, after you see them on the list, you never see them again. I
mean, exactly.
We were talking about Stephon Gaunce.
Yeah.
Who didn't have a big name coming into the XXL list and didn't do much after.
It didn't help him. So I definitely think, oh, yeah, my bad. I just think that it should definitely be an up and coming thing, and it gives people that aren't. Like, they have to do more research than just, like, oh, right. so, like, hey, what are you listening to? Oh, I'm listening to Lil Pump. Oh, what do you listen to? I'm listening to Smoke Perp. It's like,
it should be an underground
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because now with the internet, like EJ was saying, like, it was very, very big at the beginning. Like, you didn't know these artists that came in.
Right.
And everything. Now it's like, with the internet, a dude can blow up. Look at Blueface.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in the matter of 2 weeks, Blueface became a huge artist that was now working with YG.
Yeah.
And it was largely due to Twitter.
Yeah.
They blew him up. And, like, so in 2 weeks, it's so hard to predict nowadays because in 2 weeks, they could be.
Right.
Fast. Huge.
It's almost like everything's moving too fast now for them. So
now
it's
like, all right, these artists are those guys that you should check out that you probably haven't heard of. Last year, that really helped because I listened to every single artist that they gave last year. And now the artist Collaborate is probably in my top five favorite artists. I think his album that came out in 2017, Real Person, is one of my favorite albums of all time. And I got it because of XXL last year. So it's like, if they used that, it would be a lot better because it would be like, I didn't know who this guy was.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of everybody being like, oh, well, of course Pump's on the list. Oh, of course.
Exactly. Like, that's where I think they've fallen off. They're not necessarily bringing people from the underground anymore. So
yeah, I agree. I think
that would actually be great is if XXL like did something with Twitter.
Yeah,
like they went in and kind of like took
a poll or something.
People were talking about on Twitter and stuff.
That
would be.
Search people's names. Right. Who are people talking about?
They just they just need to put more work into it rather than understanding that it's not a popularity contest, that it's a quality contest, which is hard to do. But I mean, I think that. I feel like that's the only way XXL is going to save themselves because, like, this next list could really kind of tip it or turn it to me, I think. Because, like, it just has not been that great. This
really important. I haven't really been paying attention to them the last, like, 2 years or so, personally. So, yeah, this year's important.
Yeah.
I think I got into last year's because we were doing the podcast and everything for it. But the last few years, I hadn't. I think it was like 2016 or something when they had like a Lil Dicky on the list.
Yeah. I was like, nah. Well, they're like, there's been years where I'm looking forward to it and then they drop it and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? Like, they're like, everybody's predictable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I just feel like there's more deserving artists than some of them that are out there. And people that are already big, you don't need to get any, no offense, you don't need to get any bigger and need any more of a platform than what you already kind of have. So you give these artists that aren't signed to a label, if they are signed to a label, they don't have that many plays on SoundCloud. But you can, like EJ was talking about Big Baby Gucci. He's not verified on Twitter. He has like 9,000 followers.
Yeah.
That's somebody that you want to be like, hey, like he has quality music. Let's listen to him and boost him up.
Right.
I feel like they're just not giving artists a platform like how some media
I think that's how it was supposed to be when they started out, though.
Yeah, exactly.
They were supposed to be boosting people up.
And it was. Like, when they had, like, J. Cole on there, they had Nipsey on there.
Yeah.
They did the Kid Cudi, Wale. It was like,
about
to be, like, the next dude to blow up.
That list was serious,
And now, because of the internet has become so, so big, that it's not, like, you're not hearing, for a lot of people, like, when they heard, like, J. Cole, it was on Jay-Z's shit. It was on, I'm forgetting the song, Stars Born or something.
Yeah.
Because Wale had the line, Stars Born, I guess I died in the womb. It was like, when you heard that and you're like, oh shit, Jay's got this dude?
Yeah.
All right, oh shit, he signed with Jay. Okay, let me check him out. Nowadays, like, if Jay's going to put somebody in the song, you've already heard about him for like the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be.
Yeah. True. It's just not the same anymore, so. Yeah.
So I think that they have to keep up with that time. Like, who are people talking about on SoundCloud? Who are people talking? Like, let's look at these Spotify numbers.
Yeah.
This guy who might, all right, this guy might be the next number.
They need to get some fresh ears in there. That's all I'm going to say.
Because also it's hard to, like, when it's these double XL people are like, oh, yeah, I'm really doing my research to listen, and you're listening to Juice WRLD. It's like, you're not doing the research.
Yeah,
right.
You're just listening to Juice WRLD.
Everybody you're listening to who's popular.
Yeah.
You're listening to who's already popping, like, when these 10-year-olds already know who it is,
yep.
This isn't a list that's surprising.
Yeah, so essentially they're just pretty much just trying to appeal to the larger mass.
Unfortunately, what was it last year where they said, like, we got clout?
Yeah.
Or whatever, it was just like, oh, yeah, that is what you guys are going for.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you guys are just picking, like, the popular. You guys are doing this right. Clout now.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, we're going to elevate these guys.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really sad. So that is pretty much what we have for this pod. Our next pod is going to be, hopefully, maybe, I said this the last time in the pod before, it's probably going to be the award show. We're going to try to get out before the Grammys. We might also have a top 10 greatest of all time pod as well.
Yeah, I got to start working on that one.
Yeah, so it will. It honestly, it'll probably be the whole podcast because
that's gonna get deep.
We're gonna have more than we'll probably have Casey here, maybe somebody else. We're gonna get into depth with it, and that's pretty much gonna take over the whole pod. I know we've been doing a lot of sports, but sports is always constantly updating, and music can stay stale for a while. But you know, we'll probably do a better job at keeping up with that. We'll have the awards, and
yeah, for sure.
We're just going to be just on top of it this year with pods. Look, we got another one coming out right now, so. Thank you for listening. My name's Colton. I'm here with
John
and Eddie.
And this is Across the Board. Thanks for checking us out. And we'll see you, hear you next time. So deuces.